If you recognize that theme, it means that you watch football. When the leaves begin to turn, we all know what that means. It means that many people, most of them male in the nation, are going to sit down in front of the TV and watch the game. And, John, you're a football guy, right? You're a
Actually,
fan?
I tune in a little later in the season. It takes me a while to get geared up. But, yeah, I get a part of it.
All right. I want you to identify this voice from the past.
I get emotional over children and animals, not football games or baseball games or things that you do.
That takes me back. Johnny Unitas.
Baltimore Colts
Hall of Famer. Quarterback.
I mean, arguably a truly American story. He was getting paid $6 a month a game as a semi-pro, became the NFL's most record-setting one of the most record-setting quarterbacks in the NFL. He won MVP several times in the 1950s
Not
and
a guy who would hold out for a couple mil and not go to training
no,
camp. Right?
No.
Those were the old days.
Yeah. The NFL actually makes more money than any of its major league peers. Billions of dollars of revenue generated by everything from the T-shirts and the clothing to their TV deals and even these fantasy leagues that people play online. So we just had a lot of the fantasy league drafts, and here to tell us about it is the NFL money involved is the Wall Street Journal sports writer Nando DeFino. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. So why does football make more than the other sports?
I think it's a combination of things, but basically it boils down to the product. People want to see it. You know, it's you get 16 games with your favorite team every year, and that's it. It's gone. You know, it's got a very ephemeral quality to it, and it's just a lot of fun while it lasts.
Oh, so you're saying the long baseball season hurts the sports.
It's 162 games against 16. I mean, you know.
But the way they slice those 16 games and spread them out in all the teams and produce the merchandising revenue. I mean, I read the NFL got $9 billion in new revenue last year in the middle of the worst recession since the 30s.
Yeah, you know, they say in the recessions we cling to things like entertainment just to get away, and this is one of those things. You know, you're watching these kind of gladiators just go at it and hit each other and, you know, perform at the top levels that you're going to see anywhere.
Okay, I would imagine, Nando, though, that one of the stories you're going to be talking about a lot is the fact that we're now going into the season without the collective bargaining agreement. I mean, this could be a problem, right? I mean, how did this happen?
Well, it's basically there's a collective bargaining agreement between, you know, the owners and the players, and it just expired. So we're talking about a year this year where you can spend anything on any player you want, no matter what team you are, basically. And then next year, we're looking at a lockout because, I mean, the sides are so far apart that even, you know, the commissioner, yesterday the head of the NFLPA said, you know, it looks like there's going to be no season next year. Or just prepare yourself for no season next year.
No season next year.
It happened. Baseball lost the World Series. Hockey lost an entire season. The NBA lost a significant amount. It's every time this comes up and people say there might be a lockout, there might be a strike, it happens. And that's why people aren't too optimistic about it. I mean, I've talked to agents who have their players, you know, financially prepared to lose an entire season.
And will the fans come back?
Oh, the fans always come back, no question. I mean, it's. I think we're smart enough now to the point where we know it's, you know, there's no real good guy, bad guy here. The players want more money. The owners say they don't have enough to give the players more money. You know, it's.
Or we're dumb enough to come back year after year.
Well, you know, you want to see your football, though. Why hold a grudge?
Does the NFL have any assets that other sports don't have in defending against a lockout or the effects of a strike before we go?
I mean, nothing spectacular outside of just probably a better product than everybody, but you know, they're going to have to come up with something to get the fans back. And they're very good at you know, relating with their fans and relating to their fans.
We'll find out how good they are.
Nando DeFino, sports writer for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks.
Anytime.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.